بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we arrived alhamdulillah in Dubai yesterday and after a very nice trip to Nigeria, the last part of the trip was a little bit exciting, but thanks to the amazing courtesy of the Nigerian people, which never ceases to amaze me, especially from the kind of people from whom you don't expect it. You know, courtesy you expect from your friends and so on and so forth, but officials, especially police people or immigration, customs, people like that, you normally don't expect courtesy from them. You don't get it. Most of the time they are in many countries that I have visited and lived in. It's almost a rule. Put a uniform on the man and he becomes a monster. but not in Nigeria, from my experience. We arrived at the airport and discovered when we got to the immigration desk that our passports had not been stamped coming into the country. We got visa on arrival, as I mentioned in that further reminder, very smoothly and very efficiently. But I think maybe it was probably I don't know whose mistake, but the passports, the visa on arrival was put into our passports, and then technically that should have been taken to an immigration counter and stamped, but the protocol officer who was in charge of our arrival, he just took us and took us out of customs and immigration and all that and to the car. So the passports were not stamped, and I didn't even realize that. So when we came now to the airport, the immigration officer said, "Well, when did you arrive?" So I said, "On the 10th. He says, "Not stamped here." So now I said, "Now what do I do?" He said, "Don't worry, just wait here for a few minutes." He then sent his person back into the immigration office to the visa on arrival people to get the passport stamped with the entry visa. And all that with a big smile on the face and very courteous, "Please wait here for a few minutes." And we went in, and the immigration officer went in. We didn't have to go anywhere. The immigration guy went in, he did all that, and he came back. Subhanallah, Ajeeb, the courtesy of people. I'm so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such experiences, and so grateful to the people concerned for their help and work in all of this. And of course, in the middle of that is my dear friend and brother Jamilu, thanks to whose interventions all of these things happen so smoothly. The reason I'm mentioning all of this, apart from my of being grateful and then trying to follow the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said that the one who has not thanked the person hasn't thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to also mention that yesterday, from the time we left 5th Chaka in Kaduna to the time we were on the plane, and even after that, the single focus was, we have to catch this flight. So we came to the train, we got onto the train, and beautiful clean environment, beautiful clean train, no pushing and shoving, and no spitting palm on the walls, and no cows and cow dung on the platforms, and no stray dogs, no stink from human excreta on the rail tracks, no screaming. Really makes me feel very homesick. So we did all of this, and then we came, and the whole focus was, we need to catch the train on time. And then we arrived in Abuja and we prayed in the Grand Mosque and we had lunch, and the whole focus was, we need to catch the flight on time. And then we came to the airport, and I just mentioned to you what happened in the airport. And the whole focus is we need to get on to the plane on time. And alhamdulillah, we did get onto the plane on time and arrived safely and smoothly in Dubai. Dubai works like magic. The airport, the immigration, everything else, extremely, extremely efficient. The point is, while we are on this travel, the single point of concentration is that we have to catch this flight on time. Everything else loses significance. We had a beautiful time in Fifth Chakka, wonderful people and so on, as I mentioned yesterday. But when we get into the car to go to the railway station and then from there to the airport, all of that is background. None of that is important. What is important is we need to catch the flight on time. What is important is what is it that I need to have with me in order to have a smooth departure. And of course, we rely on the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even something which we didn't have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated that and made it easy for us. But the whole focus is catch the flight on time. I remind myself anew that that is exactly the situation with our lives. To catch the flight on time. With one exception. Now I knew that our flight Abuja Dubai EK0786, interesting flight number, as you can see, was departing at 6:25 p.m. So there was a date and there was a time that we knew, and therefore we were preparing for that. But the flight that all of us need to catch, will catch, we neither have a date nor a time. So when I have a flight with a date and a time on it, then as I get closer to the date and the time, my focus shifts from where I am, what I am doing, what I am enjoying, what I like to do, what I don't like to do, to saying, what do I have to do? What must I do in order to ensure that that flight, I catch it, and that departure and that travel is comfortable and smooth? As I get closer to the time of departure, the more and more my focus shifts from everything else to this single point of concentration. But in the case of our lives, when the time and date of departure is not specified, then what happens to our focus? We tend to be embroiled in whatever is going on, in the enjoyment of it or the suffering of it. We like it or we don't like it, and we are stuck in it until suddenly the flight is called. Now believe me, may Allah save us from that. That is not a good situation. To put it mildly, that is a very nasty situation, that we arrive at the point of departure without preparation. The only way that we can prepare is to be prepared all the time. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not die except in a state of Islam. Do not die except in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself anew that when the time of death is not specified, then there is only one way of ensuring that we die in a state of Islam, and that is by living in a state of Islam. We cannot live in a state out of Islam and expect to die in a state of Islam or in a state in Islam. This obviously can't be done. You are either in one or the other. You can't be in one and then at the time of departure you suddenly imagine that you are going to be in the other state. Not possible. So either we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, or the great danger is, the great likelihood is, that we are going to die in a state of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not wish that on myself, and I do not wish that on anybody else. ask Allah to protect us from this. So the reminder therefore today is that let us live our lives in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly remembering that we are travelers and that we are on the way to the airport. We are on the way to the railway station. And that train and that plane does not get delayed. So we have to be on it. And the only way of ensuring that that departure is smooth is to be prepared for it all the time. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand this and to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin.